Welcome back to the show. 20 minutes before 11 o'clock, Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue here on the Roundtable. One of the most exciting and anticipated times of the week is that time when Sean Stone, our cultural correspondent, makes an appearance, and he's here today.
I am here.
And it's so great to see you.
It's great to see you, Ray.
Let's just start the segment. What have you seen?
I saw Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh, was that good?
It's really good.
Really?
It's a ton of fun. These movies have gotten better.
The first one wasn't so great.
No.
The second one wasn't so great.
That's right. The third one was when they turned it around. The fourth one was good.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth one was very good. Actually great, and this one's great.
Okay.
It's Tom Cruise saving the world again.
The trailers look great for this. Very exciting.
He really does his own stunts.
He got hurt.
I can't imagine that he wouldn't have the stuff he does in this movie. And it's also fun. It's got a good script. It's a little over clever and twisty, but you know, Henry Cavill is more convincing as a villain.
Okay.
He ain't Superman.
No.
And you know, Simon Pegg and Ving Rhames and Michelle Monaghan and Rebecca Ferguson. It's
a good cast.
It's a good cast, and it's a lot of fun, and it's worth your money.
All right, fair enough.
And I did want to give you a heads up. I don't even remember the name of it. The trailer for the next Godzilla, the American Godzilla movie, is out.
And you saw it?
And I saw it in the theater.
And is Mothra in that?
Mothra looks spectacular. You
really?
See a glimpse of Mothra. You see a glimpse of Rodan.
Wow.
And you see a glimpse of King Ghidorah. And I know we've just lost half the audience.
But not me.
Now
you have my attention. For
yes.
The first time in a couple of hours. I'm attentive. This is great.
It looks... And the only one left over from the first movie they brought back was Ken Watanabe.
I liked the first American...
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I could have done with less humans in it. But, you know, yeah.
I thought they did a decent job and a better job than the Toho reboot, which was...
Right.
Mainly 75% boardroom discussions. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen. When the monsters were in it, it was good.
Yes.
So this is exciting. Thank you for that news,
You're
Sean
welcome.
Stone.
Now, what's happening this week?
Yes.
This very afternoon at 2 o'clock up at SPAC in Saratoga Springs, the Philadelphia Orchestra presents Young Virtuosi Carnival of the Animals. This is a youth-oriented concert. There's a couple of brothers who are child prodigies who are going to be playing... Kevin McGuire, well-known local actor, will be doing the narrating.
Oh, terrific.
And they're going to play Carnival of the Animals and Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra and some music by Elgar.
Nice.
Tonight at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, it's folk legend Sylvia Tyson of Ian and Sylvia is going to be there with violinist Scarlett Rivera. Also tonight, opening at the Theater Barn in New Lebanon, it's She Loves Me, which is a musical. Was revived on Broadway a couple years ago. It's quite pleasant.
Really?
It's based on the same material that the Jimmy Stewart movie The Shop Around the Corner was made from.
Mm-hmm.
It opens tonight at 8 o'clock and it runs through August 19th. Saturday night at the Pine Hills Film Colony, which is now at Steamer 10 Theater in Albany because they are renovating the Madison.
Yep.
It's in progress. They've had a crane out. They had a thing out in front of it, so they are working on it.
Well, that's good.
Anyway, they're showing Little Annie Rooney, which is... Little Annie Rooney.
Oh, Annie Rooney.
It's a Mary Pickford movie. It was after she played back-to-back adult roles, and the movies didn't do as well as she wanted, so she went back to playing children.
Ah.
It's actually pretty good.
You know, I'd like to see Little Annie Rooney.
No.
Being
no.
a kid is hard.
Yeah, whining.
You know, everyone is a tough childhood, except that guy Trump.
Wandering around Pine Hills whining. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
All right, go on.
Saturday night at the Egg in Albany, the Ashcon Ballet Theater, who always come and do a residency at the Egg every summer I can remember since I've lived here, they're going to be performing the Don Quixote Suite at 7:30 p.m. And you know when they're in town, when the really tall, skinny girls start going to speaking foreign languages show up at Price Chopper.
Yeah.
It's terrifying,
really?
Actually. Yeah. children terrifying.
I have not seen that event, but I'll take your word for it.
Yes. Saturday night at the Tanglewood Shed in Lenox, Massachusetts, 8 o'clock. It's John Williams Film Night with the Boston Pops.
Oh, a legendary event.
It's a legendary event, and he sort of pulled back from scoring. He pretty much does Spielberg movies. He's not doing these new Star Wars movies. You notice in the credits will say, Han Solo theme by John Williams, and you know that somebody else does it. So this would be a good thing to go see.
Terrific.
Sunday night at 7 o'clock at the Agnes MacDonald Music Haven in Schenectady. That's in Central Park. Scary Vore, that was the music we heard coming in As the moth.
Sorry, that's our friend the moth, Marty the moth. Yeah, continue. Don't be distracted.
Scarivore, they're a Scottish folk rock band, and the
that's what we heard going in.
That's what we heard going in. They're gonna. It's a free concert, 7 o'clock, Central Park, Schenectady. The Schenectady Pipe Band will be opening.
Terrific.
Monday night at the Palace Theater in Albany at 8 o'clock. It's American Idol Live.
This is my chance.
This is your chance.
Yeah.
No, it's the winners. It's a concert.
Oh, forget it.
These things used to be huge. I reviewed one of them at the Times Union Center, and there's nothing against the Palace. The Palace is a wonderful place, but you can see, you know, eventually
the capacity is not as large.
The capacity is not as large as the Times Union Center. So I figure another 5 years they'll be at Valentine's.
You
or
think
not
so?
At Valentine's, the low B.
How about the Linda?
Yeah.
Hey, Carl, what do you got coming up? Oh, we have American Idol Live coming up.
Oh, golly. And the same night.
Way to sell it, by the way, Sean.
That's
good
right.
Job.
That's nice. Right. Well, they don't even put the full names of the contestants who won. It's just their first names. If you look at the Times Union Center website, it's hilarious.
All right.
Nobody knows who they are anyway.
Fine.
Also, Monday night at 6:30 for Fun and Games, 7:30 movie time, on those two giant screens outside the Times Union Center. Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm wondering how those screens are really weirdly shaped. So we'll see what the movie looks like.
This
on
is the original or the second one?
No, the first one.
I saw the first one. It was all right. The second one I did not see.
Yeah, it wasn't as good, but it was good. Then Wednesday night at Troy's Riverfront Park, it's Rockin' on the River. This isn't the last one. It was supposed to be the last one, but they're doing a makeup one next week.
Mm-hmm.
Skeeter Creek and Sidney Worthy. And I included this because Skeeter Creek is a local country rock band.
Yeah.
They're sort of from north of here.
Mm-hmm.
And every year at my former employee, the defunct Alt Weekly, they would win Best Band with an enormous number of votes, just swamping everyone
else.
Did
they stuff the ballot box?
I think they have a network of fans and family members, and they get the word out.
Okay.
And they also, you got to admit it, if they're still going, they're popular.
Right.
So that's at Riverfront Park in Troy. Hopefully this rain plague will be over by then. New movies, Generation Wealth, which is a documentary about the wealth excess in America. It's from the director of The Queen of Versailles. Did you ever see that one? That was about rich people who started to run out of money before their house was finished. Bill, that had the funniest scene I've ever seen for me personally. They flew in to Elmira Corning Regional Airport and expected a limo. Which, if you've been, I grew up there. You're not going to get a limo there.
Not likely.
Then you have The Meg, in which it's Jason Statham versus a prehistoric shark, and then Spike Lee's Black Klansman.
I've heard good things about this one.
The trailer looks fun, and then Slender Man, which is a horror movie based on an internet rumor, which actually caused some murders.
Yeah.
So that was a really good idea to turn this into a horror movie.
Right. What could go wrong?
So nice going.
That's all coming up. Sean Stone, it's always a great pleasure having you here, and he's got one foot out the door already, so I realize the segment must be coming to a close. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.